Blog Talk Radio.
When you begin to say yes to the Lord, when you begin to tell God, yes, you're welcome in this place. When you're able to invite the Holy Spirit into a place of thanksgiving, when you're able to soar into a peace that surpasses all understanding, is when the Holy Spirit can dwell within. Praise the Lord, everyone. I just want to welcome you to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I am just so excited and grateful, even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of the pain of the loss of so many, many loved ones. I just tell the Lord, yes, you're welcome. Have your way. And I want to encourage you to welcome the Holy Spirit into every aspect of every single situation. Begin to just tell him yes. No matter what it looked like, just tell him yes.
Oh my, and you are welcome in. You're welcome in this place. I'm loved.
It's like a knock at the door and you don't answer it. When someone knocks at your door and they're not welcome in, you don't answer it. But the Holy Spirit is knocking at your door. This is what this COVID-19 is all about. Holy Spirit knocking at your door and saying, welcome me into this place. Yes to your will and yes to your way. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes. Not I'm going to think about it. Yes. But Father, we thank you for this time with you, Lord God. Father, we say yes to your way. Yes to your will. Yes to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you, God, that you would cause everything that's not like you to be under the subjection of the power of the Holy Spirit. And we ask you to allow us, God, another opportunity to be what you called us to be. So we say yes, cover everyone that's on this line, that we'll begin to know that you are knocking at the door of our hearts. So we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, and again, we say, yes, Lord. Is there a yes in your spirit? Lord, you are welcome in this place. I'm going to be talking about Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Amen. Glory to God. A place where the Holy Spirit will take precedence, will take rulership. Amen. Where the Holy Spirit will lead and guide and direct you. That's where the Lord wants. That's where the Lord will only take a place that's first in our lives. He don't want to be second. He don't want to be second. Amen, amen. Listen to what the Word of God says. In Romans 8 and 26, hallelujah. And please write these scriptures down. Well, the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning for words. What does that mean to you? Too deep for words. So words cannot explain when the Holy Spirit is praying for us. Amen. What does that mean to you? And in the same way, the Spirit also joins to help in our weakness. So when you're weak and don't know what to say and what to do, because you do not know what to pray, you do not know what you should do, the Spirit himself intercedes for us, speaking in with unknown groaning. See, as children of God, you know, we've been born from above. You didn't know that, did you? But we've been born from above, and we're having a new human spirit experience in our new life with Christ. See, before we were born again, we had a spirit that was dead in trespasses and sin. Amen. But the Spirit of the Lord came in our life to release and cause the Holy Spirit to take over. So we become dead to sin, but when we accepted Christ in our life, he became our Savior. And he have given us a new life, a new beginning, a new human spirit, a new, something different, not old. So it enabled us to commune with his Holy Spirit. So when we accepted Christ, we became a new creature. And the Bible says all things have passed away. And all things have become new. Now, this is a challenge. When you say that old nature
that old behavior, that old way of thinking has passed away, and all things have become new. It's a process, amen, that we have to walk out. The Bible says with fear and trembling that we have to work out our soul salvation. Amen. So you're talking about communing with the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to take over your walk, your thoughts, your life, your words, your deeds, your action. He will enable us by giving us the truth in situations. So that's why, as children of God, that we should live our life in spirit and in truth, so that we may what? So that we may enjoy spirit to spirit, Holy Spirit to our spirit, so he can live in us and dwell there and cause a peace to come, cause a serenity to come, cause us to be in a place where we are in a fellowship with the Lord, you know, day by day, because he says, I will not dwell in an unclean house, in an unclean temple. You know how it is. We don't want to live in a dirty house. Amen. If the house is not clean, we are uncomfortable. Holy Spirit said, I'm not going to dwell there. I'm not going to live there. So we're the same way. We want things to be together. The Holy Spirit says, yes, and I won't live there if it's not. But a life that is lived in spirit and truth, it's a life that's led by the Holy Spirit of God. Did you wake up this morning asking the Lord, asking the Spirit of the Lord to lead, to guide, and to direct you? Because we have our own agenda, and we have our own thoughts, our own way of thinking. And sometimes, hallelujah, we don't allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead us. Sometimes we allow our thoughts, our own ambition, our own tenacity to take precedence over the course of our day. But I want to encourage you today, to, from spirit to spirit, from your spirit to the Spirit of living God, welcome the Spirit of the Lord into every single day, every action. Playing that song, that your heart will connect with the Lord every day. Every morning when you rise up early, that you'll seek him, because the scripture just, I just read in the scripture where the Bible was saying in Romans 8:26, that in our weakness, when we don't know what we should do or how we should pray, that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words. So in order to connect with the things of God, we can't do it in the natural. We have to do it in the spiritual realm. Amen. So our life that we live has to be lived in the spirit of truth and led by the Holy Spirit. So he came to indwell in our hearts. So our heart has to line up with the things of the kingdom. Rivers of living water will flow from our heart if we allow the Holy Spirit to guide our life. Amen. And he'll speak to us. Don't you, you know what I'm talking about? You say, something told me. No. Or I was thinking. No. I was feeling led. No. give honor where honor is due. Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. Because when he lives inside of you, he'll speak to you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll direct you to all truth. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Words of wisdom come in your spirit. How do it come? From kingdom living. You know, seeking God in the things of the spirit. So you begin to say, I love you, Lord. And you, he'll talk back. You won't be shocked. You know, he'll start talking back, and before you can ask him something, he'll answer you because you start thinking it. Amen? You ever did that? You start thinking about something, and then you start getting answers. You didn't get a chance to ask. It's because you're living a lifestyle that God can speak to you before you ask. Because why? You don't have to call him because you're living with him. He's living inside of you. And it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. So we begin to tell him.
And you are welcome in, you're welcome in this place. My heart says yes, my heart says yes to live, to live. And you are welcome in. You're welcome in this place.
And when he's welcoming you in this place, when you don't have the things that you feel you should have, especially during the holiday season, a lot of grief and sadness seem to plague the land. Because of our own selfish desires. When he's dwelling in this place, there's a peace that comes. Fear of the Lord will live and speak through you in the midst of you not having those things that you feel you should have. But let's continue on. Asking the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us and lead us in our life, you know, day by day, things happen. And as the children of God, we live our life taking off the old and putting on the new. So we don't go to sleep angry, because every single day is a new day. I'm talking to someone. Because if you don't look at the new day, you'll wake up thinking about what happened yesterday. Old things have passed away and all things become new. So we become so grateful that we woke up. Because you look at the people that didn't. And you look at the people that live their day without God. So our thing is that we need to get into a deeper place with the Holy Spirit, that he can indwell in our hearts and guide our life, and that as he speak to us quietly, that he would live in our human spirit. See, the Holy Spirit knows the thoughts of our heart and the deep yearning that's within our soul. And he reaches out to us through our spirit. Let me say that again. He reached out to us through our spirit. See, he longs to lead and guide us into all truth. So, you know, you talk to people and we're grieving and we got anxiety and we're stressed out. We're tore up from the floor up. But we're saved and on fire and filled with the Holy Ghost. That's not how it works. Holy Spirit, he speaks quietly through our life. Holy Spirit knows everything about us. He knows the condition of our heart. He knows the yearning of our soul, and he reaches out to us every moment of the day. See, the whole purpose of the Holy Spirit is to lead us and to fill those lonely places and to guide us into truth, that we will not be deceived by Satan's devices. And he's grieved if we don't choose to have him lead our day. So we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. He say, do this, and we do that. He say, forgive, and we don't. I'm talking to someone. Let's read John 14 and 26. 14 and 26. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Now, to me, that's deep. That's deep. I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to read a different version. I was reading the English Standard Version, but I'm going to read the King James. The King James Version said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, this is Jesus talking, who shall teach you all things and bring all things, not some things, but all things to your remembrance. You don't have to worry about not remembering, because we have a promise that he'll bring it to our remembrance. So whosoever and whatsoever I have said unto you, he'll bring it back to you. He'll be your comforter, teach you. But he has to dwell with us, and our temple has to be clean. So every day, like you clean your house, every day we have to clean our temples. Every day. It's a new beginning. It's a fresh start. Old things have passed away, so we don't have to live in any type of guilt. Amen. Every day is a fresh beginning, new record. God says, start over. And that's why we're able to sing our songs. That's why we're able to not live in condemnation. Because every day is a new beginning. Every day, old things have passed away. Everything that will take you out of that place with a right relationship with God, he's given you another chance, another opportunity. Clap your hands. Do your dance. Go into a deep place with God. Go into a deeper place. You know, when we pray, we're going into his presence. But when we praise him, we're going into a deeper place with God. You know, going to a praise. And we get there by just saying, yes.
Without you, oh no. And you are welcome in. You are. My heart says yes.
hear those angels singing? Can you hear a breakthrough? Sing to the Lord. Dance for him. Get intimate with him. It's a hard thing. And I'm telling you, when you come out of his presence, it's such a supernatural peace, awe, understanding. The Spirit of God is released upon you, and you come with fire. When you live your life centered around God, centered around the Spirit of the Lord, and you stay connected with him, that it enables you that when you deal with things and you deal with people, you literally are the vessel that God chooses to use. Because he longs to lead you. He longs to guide us. He longs for that. Holy Spirit longs to have a body that he could use in this earth realm. Hallelujah. He literally takes a craving to carve away everything off our heart that's not like him. And how he does it is by interceding for us with groaning. It's like that cannot be expressed with words. It's a groaning. And as the song began to make that groaning, and you didn't quite understand what was being said, but it was a groaning. It was a groaning. And it wasn't words, but the Spirit was speaking. You ever start just humming? You ever start just moaning? That groaning? I'm going to play a segment of the song, and I want you to hear it. I want you to listen good.
Place, I'm lost. You are welcome in. You are welcome in this place. My heart says yes. My heart says yes to you, to you. And you are welcome.
Listen, that's going to another realm. That's transcending from the natural to the spirit realm. That's allowing the spirit to moan and groan. And when you began to pray, even in the unknown tongues, you have no idea what you're saying unless you have the gift of interpretation. The gift of interpretation will even allow you to interpret the moaning. But if I say, my spirit is praying. It's praying to God. There's no need for interpretation because that's my heavenly language to God. I only need interpretation if I'm speaking to man. Then I need an interpreter. My heart says yes. I'm forever grateful to the Lord how he set things up so that we may be blessed, so that we may walk in God's best. God's best is not things. God's best is not people. God's best is operating in the things of the kingdom, causing the things of the kingdom to manifest here on earth, seeking God's blessing for fulfillment in people's lives. God's looking for fulfillment so that we're not stressed out because of circumstances. That we're not moved by what the enemy used, but we're operating in the beatitudes and having the right attitude toward things and toward situations. Amen? It's a natural progression that takes us to a spiritual blessing. So we get out of self and we allow our spirit to pray. Amen? We allow our spirit to be led by the things of the kingdom. And then your heart began to say yes. Your heart began to moan and groan for the things of the kingdom. We're talking about to another realm, causing your heart to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. Because why? Because he's living inside of you. He is a person. It's not something came to me. You know, you hear people say, I was thinking. Something told me. You're causing the Spirit of the Lord to grieve. It's almost like you've made this great achievement and you made a great sacrifice. And then in making the sacrifice, and all these millions and thousands of people get blessed, humanity get blessed, and then when it's acknowledged, you say, oh, something told me. No. Begin to say, the Spirit of the Lord, don't be afraid, because he speaks to our hearts. Amen. He speaks to our heart so that he can live within. And when we open our mouth, thou kingdom come. Thou kingdom come. Thou kingdom come. You know, sometimes the deepness of God, or the deepest desires of our hearts are hidden within our being. You know, sometimes we ourselves, we do not even understand what our secret hopes are. You might ask a person, well, what do you want praying for? What are you hoping for? They may not even know. You know, our hidden hurts or our hidden pain, sometimes we may not even know what's bothering us. That's why it's incumbent upon us to pray and let our heart pray. We may not even understand why we're in pain, because our soul is thirsty. You know, you just feel like worthless. You might feel like, oh, you're good for nothing, and you might feel it's a thirst for God to quench our thirst. with his presence. I'm talking to somebody today. See, the Spirit joins us, and it helps us in our weakness because we do not know what we should pray. Sometimes we do not know what we should do. But when we go into the deep things of God, the Spirit of the Lord is praying through us and to us and for us. Amen. There's a peace that when we soar in the peace of God, that it's an unspoken peace that comes in our life, in our day. Amen. The Comforter. We're talking about Holy Spirit today. We're talking about how he will live inside of us, and he'll connect with our hearts, and he'll lead us and guide us and direct us. See, Jesus had to go. He knew he had to go. But he left his Holy Spirit. He said, I got to go so the Spirit of the Lord can come. And we have to welcome the Holy Spirit in our hearts so he can dwell with us. We're talking about having Jesus inside of us. Amen. The works of the Holy Spirit is a whole nother teaching about having his presence. The Holy Spirit is a person, not just a force. You know, some people think Holy Spirit is a force, but it's a person. He's a person. And even in the translation of the Bible, you know, many occasionally refer to him as an overwhelming spirit. But he is a person, just like Jesus. And God promised to be with us. That's how he's with us. When he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, he's talking about having the Holy Spirit. We're never alone. Because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. See, when God created mankind, he said, listen what he said in Genesis 1 and 26. You know the story. He said, let us. Us. He didn't say, let me, let I. He said, let us make man. And then he said, in our image. According to our likeness. Don't sound like a single person to me. It's working together, just like the Republicans. They work together. They stick together. They make things happen. Why? Because they work together. He said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. See, that was the plural pronoun of this passage. He was referring to what? The three persons of the Trinity. God, the Father. My heart says yes. God, the Son. My heart says yes. And God, the Holy Spirit. So all three were involved in creation. And as human beings, we bear the image of the Trinity. I'm talking about Holy Spirit today. When the Holy Spirit, when he lives inside of us, there's a peace bearing the image of God. In the Old Testament, God's Spirit would come upon individuals in order to achieve his purpose. It was different. Because the Holy Spirit hadn't descended into our hearts. But the Holy Spirit would come upon a person so that they could fulfill a task. Like when they were sent to war, Holy Spirit would come upon them to cause them to be victorious. But indeed, now Holy Spirit lives with us. That's why he said, you're going to do even greater things. So when Holy Spirit would come upon an individual to it, because he had to leave. He'll just be there for a minute, complete the task, and then he'll leave. But however, the night before Jesus was crucified, hallelujah, get the picture. The night before he was crucified, he promised to ask the Father to send the disciples a helper, the Spirit of Truth, that who would be with them and in them forever? Jesus, he set us up. That's in John 14. If you would read John 14 and read verses 14, and I believe it's 16, 17, and 18. So even though Jesus would no longer be physically present with them or with us, he wasn't going to leave them or us to fend for ourselves, you know, like an orphan. He promised. He promised to come to them through the presence of his Holy Spirit. He set us up. He fixed us up. So we don't have to be all discombobulated. We're never alone. Why did the Father send the Holy Spirit? You ever asked yourself that? I'm going to make a couple more points before I end the broadcast. And I'm just going to talk about why did the Father send the Holy Spirit in, and when does the Holy Spirit come? So before he ascended, or before his ascension, Jesus, he gave his disciples an assignment to proclaim repentance for the forgiveness of sin. And then he said, in his name and to all nations. He said, beginning with Jerusalem. So he told them that he was going to send his Father promise upon them. But they were to stay in the city until they were clothed with power from on high. That's why everybody wants power. Our president wants power. But in Luke 24 verses 47, I'm going to read it. Let me open it up. 47. And let's read 47, 48, and 49. He said, and that repentance for forgiveness of sin would be proclaimed in the name to all nations, in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witness to these things. And behold, I am sending forth the promise of my Father upon you. But you are to stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. God gave us power. Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is power from God for purpose, to get things done, living inside of us. So you go out there and you don't have the Holy Spirit living in you, you can't get anything done. See, so while the believers were gathered together, suddenly they heard a noise from heaven. A sound. It was sound like a violent rushing wind. Listen. Tell the Holy Spirit, yes. Tell him yes. He'll fill you. He'll live inside of you. He'll guide you into all truth. Amen. When does the Holy Spirit come? I'm going to make this short and brief. Today, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you, to indwell, to seal believers at the time of salvation. He don't leave us. He said he won't dwell with us if we have an unclean temple. But he said, I won't leave you. In Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, just to substantiate what I'm saying to you, And the Bible says, in him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, which is the message of truth, having also believed, you were sealed in him. You sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance. It's our inheritance. With a view to the redemption of God, who own possession to praise of his Father and his glory. I can go on and on. Listen, we're sealed. We're bought with a price. This implies God's authority in him. See, we are now his children, and our names are written in the Lamb Book of Life. So since this seal cannot be broken by anything or anyone, it's guaranteed our eternal security. Let me say this. When does the Holy Spirit come? Listen to this. How do you know? The fruit of the Spirit that's found in Galatians 5:22-23. It describes what produces when the Spirit of the Lord lives inside of us, when we're sealed. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We could never consistently live out these qualities apart from the working of the Spirit within us. Don't let no one make you feel that the Spirit of the Lord is not living inside of you. So we have to keep our hearts clean daily. He's living. When does he come? When Jesus died, Holy Spirit came, and he never left. You got it going on. You go, girl. You go, boy. Because he's favoring you so that you can encourage somebody else so that they can catch fire, and then it can trickle. And then Jesus, keep living, because he's living inside of you. It's over 2,000 years ago, and Jesus is still alive in us. Just tell him yes. Stop being so busy doing this and doing that. Take time to focus on you so that you can be sharpened to do the master's work. My heart says yes. And on this Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving, tomorrow is as every other day. Be grateful unto him. Show him that you're grateful. Commune with the Holy Spirit. Dance with him. Sing with him. Love on him. Pray fervently. It's a peace. You ain't got to be all spitting and blah, blah, blah. You ain't got to do all that. You don't have to do all that. But if you want to do it, it's good. It won't hurt. But God is changing your story. Just tell him yes. Tell him yes. When you feel like giving up, tell him yes. Jesus, I love you. Amen, amen. Glory to God. I want to thank you all for allowing the Spirit of the Lord to live inside of you. And every time the enemy want to make you feel like you're in it, every time the enemy want to make you feel condemned, put your praise music on. every time that you want to go deep in God, ask him to forgive you. Repent of your sin. Go in the room. Go in the, I'm not just talking about a physical room. I'm talking about a spiritual room. And stay there until you are empowered once again. Amen, amen. Begin to laugh again. You know, begin to love the unlovable. Begin to adjust the way you think. And be like Isaiah. Woe is me. Woe is me. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for living this life that's pleasing to God. And I pray that you and your family have such a supernatural blessed holiday season. Whether you're on the phone laughing with them, whether you talking to them on the phone, whether it's a Zoom call, whether it's a Skype call, tell them about the Holy Spirit. Let them see that you changed. You know, family is the hardest people to show you to change. Laugh, love, and give. Amen, amen. And speaking of giving, if you like what we're doing, you can sow into the ministry by going to www.giveify.com, G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y. That's loving by giving. Amen, amen. And I'm going to be directed by the Holy Spirit. I want to play a segment of a gospel comedian. And when you're ready to hang up, you can hang up. But those that are on the line, because there's quite a few of you on here, I want to play this just so you could enjoy Sister Ketchup. She's going to tell a few jokes, and you get a chance to laugh with her. Laughter is good for the soul. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll be right back.
Blog Talk Radio.
And as we're getting ready for Sister Ketchup, I just want to encourage you to laugh while you're cooking. I know a lot of us are cooking. A lot of us got things that we have to do. But enjoy every moment. As your heart say yes to God, have fun with your life. You know, don't be all depressed and always bringing bad news. Laugh at the devil. Amen. And when you talk, bring some good news as you talk. Amen. Bring some laughter as you sing, you know, and I just want to encourage you. But I'm going to play this for you right now. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for another day. Today we're going to get in God's presence and just enjoy the talent and the gift of laughter. Laughter is like medicine for the soul. So we at Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, we like to laugh and have fun and talk a little bit about the goodness of God. Enjoy the music, and I will be right back.
You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk. Talk too much. You talk about people that you've never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are excited tonight, this evening, about the next half an hour. We will be having laughter and fun. I just wanted to ask at this time, is Sister Ketchup on the line with us? Amen. I believe she's coming on shortly. Amen. We just bless God for Sister Ketchup. She will be with us again. I'm just going to ask at this time. We're going to give her a few minutes to come on. And I'm going to ask, is Sister Girl on the line with us?
Praise God. I'm your Sister Girl.
Sister Girl, how you doing this evening?
I'm blessed. Blessing and favor, y'all. Blessing and favor.
Amen. Did you go to church this evening?
No.
Oh, I thought you had church every day.
No, I stay in the spirit, girl.
Oh, you stay in the spirit. Okay. So, in your neck of the woods?
No, I didn't hear you.
How is everything going over there where you are?
Oh, I'm blessed.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm single, and I'm looking for God to bless me. I'm looking for God to bless me. The way I usually word it is, Jesus saved me a thug.
All right.
I'm looking.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go forth. You said, Jesus, you want Jesus to save you a thug.
Jesus saved me a thug. Praise God. I want a soldier. You know, somebody to go after God like he went after the streets. A bona fide, Bible-toting, scripture-quoting, spirit-filled thug.
All right. That sounds like a winner to me.
That sounds like a winner to me.
Amen. So before Sister Ketchup come on the line, is there anything that you would like to share, any testimonies or anything that you would like to share with our listening audience?
Well, I have a small testimony. God has blessed me. In 2012, you know, God has brought me a long way. I was in a coma. And when I woke up, you know, my son was crying. I have a son. And so since he was crying, I started crying because I thought that's what we was doing, crying. You know, and he had never to tell me, Mama, you sure was ugly. That boy, I love him. But when I got out of intensive care, I have a little cousin. He was the only one that couldn't come to the hospital. And so he was 5 at the time. And he was, he told his mother to take him to Target and get him a costume, a Spider-Man costume. He said he was going to ride his tricycle to the hospital. Told his mother to fly a helicopter to the hospital. Told me to get to the window, tell him what I saw so he would make sure he got to the right side of the hospital. He was going to climb up the side of the hospital. I was going to come out, grab the pole that his mother sent down so he could get me out that hospital because I didn't have no business there no more because God healed me. He was 5 years old. I told her, I said, that boy is prophetic. Gotta speak a word.
Out of the mouth of babes.
Right. I said, you better speak a word, boy. They was poking on me so much. I said, he giddy. I'm leaving.
God has a miraculous way of moving. Sister Girl, we looking forward to hearing much from you. And we are very excited about your entrance into the world, and we thank God for bringing you out of that coma and that you did not have to slide down that pole.
Right, because his mama could not fly no helicopter.
Amen. Amen. Well, we don't want to keep you long because we know that you have a lot of work to do. But is there anything that you want to say to our listening audience to remember you by?
I'm your sister girl. Sister girl.
Amen. Is those your final words, sister girl?
I said, just as a name, I want you to remember. Praise God.
Amen. Well, we want to thank you, sister girl, and we look forward to hearing a lot more from you. And we will see you at the conference.
Praise God. I look forward to meeting and seeing everybody at the conference. I expect God to do great things.
Amen. Well, you have a wonderful rest of the day, and stay in your place, sister girl.
That's my plan. Blessing and favor, everybody. Blessing and favor.
Amen. Well, again, you have just heard the voice of Sister Girl, and we want to thank her for joining in with us. I want to ask, is Sister Ketchup on the line with us?
Hello?
Hey, Sister Ketchup.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you quite well.
Okay, because I was having a hard time at first. I was like, oh, no, they can't hear me. How's everybody doing?
We're in great expectations.
Great deal, great deal. How can I help y'all today?
Well, right now we just want to yield the line to you and see where the Lord want to take you.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you 15 minutes because I got my grandbaby over here. I don't want him to mess everything up. So can I give you 15 minutes? Maybe that.
Yes. Whatever you got for us, we waiting on it.
Okay. Let me get in character. Let me say prayer real quick. Lord, thank you for this moment and this opportunity, and thank you for the people that have desired to hear from Sister Ketchup. Let this be a funny moment for everybody, and let it be laughter for the soul for everybody, and let it heal people. In Jesus' name, I pray. Okay, I'm going in character. Lord, have mercy. Has anybody seen my wig on I-94? Lord, have mercy. I don't know if y'all got I-94 freeway there in the cities where you at, but I mean, I'm here in Detroit, Michigan. Yes, I miss. I walk the Green Mile all the time. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. And so what had happened was, for the love of cranberry sauce, shoot, that's been an Amber Alert for this wig that I lost on I-94, shoot, between Woodward and that Band-Aid, that wig flew right off my head. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. That wig looked like a Shaka Khan tumbleweed with a lightning bolt through it. That wig is a nice wig. I lost my wig. That's what I be saying that, though. I be trying to tell people about the goodness of the Lord while I be on the Green Mile. Yes, God. And I be telling them about my wig I lost on I-94. That's an anointed wig. And it had the longest Amber Alert that I've ever seen in my entire life. Yes, God. I say that wig been missing for about 6 years. Yes, that's why I be saying that, honey. Yes, Lord, have mercy. Well, I want to tell you a little bit about my husband. His name is Robert Hunt. Yes, Lord. My husband, Robert Hunt, he didn't want to pray one night. So I started to pray. Next thing I know, we're in marriage counseling. And I asked Robert Hunt, I said, well, how we keep the marriage counseling? All I wanted to do was pray before we lay our heads down. And before I know it, it was then that I felt like I had got messed up or something. And then I found out that he told the counselor that I went to sleep while I was praying. So then, in other words, my prayer never reached past the ceiling and wasn't I can. So I stopped all that. I just said, forget it. I'm just going to pray for my husband before he leave out the door, and that way I won't go to sleep. Pray the Lord. Yes, God, tell your neighbor, make it plain. That way I'll be sharing that, honey. Uh-huh. And then you know what else? I got a lot on my mind. Yes, I do. Honey, let me tell you. I'm going to tell my pastor next time. about these children that go to children's church, girl, Lord have mercy, they need to have a butt whooping permission slip. Y'all don't know what a butt whooping permission slip is? That's a permission to whoop them kids' butts. Have all the parents fill them out, giving the child care advisor there, the caregiver.
Yes.
Somebody like Michelle. Mm-hmm. I carry me a belt all the time, about half the time, honey. I got to whoop them kids, honey, because they come in there acting like devils and looking like angels. We can't have that. So you know what I do? I you know, they say they're going to start a children's church the next door to our church, a little house that they got for the children's home. Got games and whatnot, can, you know. And so I just suggest that the pastor see if we could just use that. Because, you know, I figure this. You know, they took prayer out of the school, didn't they? They sure did. So what is the problem with us whooping our kids? You know, the same butt whooping that was for me and you. To be good enough for all those raggedy little kids coming up in there. That's why I be seeing her. I say that all the time. It been many times. I ain't got light skin a many times. I'm just as dark as hell. Yes, God. Them butt whoopers help. So I think, and another thing I think, we should take this butt whooping permission slip all the way to Washington. Yes, I do. We ought to tell Obama and give it to him so he can veto it so he can get these parents permission. You know, the daycare providers, but you know, you got to have a law behind that, and you got to have the butt whooping permission slip signs. You know, this going to have a whole lot of stipulations if they do all that. But we got to do something because our kids is going to jail. They're going to jail fast as we're eating. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, make a claim. That's what I be saying, that, honey. Okay, let me say this. It is the end of income tax season. I know I'm a little late because it is after April 15th and what I can know. So I was just going to suggest one thing. You know, I used to play this game with people and ask them, you know, what you going to do with your money for your income tax return and what I can know. You know, and some of them, they said some of the crazy things. So I'm going to tell you what the things I'm is going to do. You hear me? This is what I'm going to do. I'm buy me a new mirror. This God, I got to make some this beautiful face up all the time. Get my website. You'll see what I'm talking about. Follow me, honey. Yes, Lord. And then I'm going to go buy me a storefront church. I always wanted me a storefront church. Yes, God. Yes, I always wanted that. Uh-huh. And I'm going to go buy me some new teachers. These keepers I got, I ain't trying to complain, and I ain't trying to say, God, they make me fearfully and wonderfully me. But these keepers I got look like a stack of pianos, honey. I got to get these teeth straight. I got to get them together. So ain't that wrong with you, honey? Please, Lord, have mercy. And I'm definitely going to buy me a new wig. Yes, y'all mean. Uh-huh. And then I'm going to go buy me some Depends and whatnot. Sometimes I make mistakes, praise the Lord. And then I'm going to go buy me some bootlegged videos. That's what I mean. I can't afford this stuff that's at Walmart and Walgreens and all of the stores out there. I can't afford all that. I'm going to buy me some new shoes, and I'm going to give me some transportation, a bike. That do me good every time. And guess what I'm going to get it at? Shoot, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to go right on up there to Leavens. To the pawn shop. Yes, I am. Yes, God. So that's what I'm going to do with my income tax. Yes, I mean. And one more thing. You know, I know the pawn shop don't sell some fishy dinner and whatnot. I'm going to go to one of them stores, CVS or Reed's drugstore here. You know, that's a no-name pharmacy. I know he got some fishy dinner up there. He got some up there to fix these teeth and keep them together. Yes, he will. I thank God I ain't got no teeth some of the time. I got stack houses in there, good. Yes, Lord, have us. Jesus, put me in there, cross. Yes, he did. Yes, Lord, have us. You know what? Let me tell you about the church announcement. I love that's the best time of the season. Let's, you know, for the time of service be going on. I'm over here cooking and I'm burned up and half my fries and whatnot. That's all right. They bless. Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. They're going to be good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah. I got some announcements I need to talk to y'all about. Because I got a problem with some things going on in church, if you don't mind. Just a few of them. I got about 40 of them, but I ain't going to read on them right now. Because I get happy, and I want the world to go forth. Yes, God. And I'm going to change the way we do church announcements in church. I might have to preach these things, y'all, so somebody can shout on them, and we praise our way through. And, you know, faith without work dead. Faith is dead. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We can't have faith. Is what is it? What is the scripture? I'm going to come back to it. Come on back. Come on back. Verse 8. The text is asking that you cut back on wearing the big Macy's lampshade hats and Salvation Army lap hats. I'm just saying there is a difference in Macy's and Salvation Army. See, Macy's lampshade hats for first ladies that got some money. Those are the ones that got insurance on those hats. That's all I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? And then the Salvation Army ones is the ones they want to burn. Now, they might have some money, but they just want to save somebody. You understand what I'm saying? So they ain't going to have no diamonds and all that. They might have clips, hair clips, clothing line plans, and everything in them and whatnot. That's all I'm saying, honey. Yes, Lord. So sit down somewhere, put them lampshade hats down, and, you know, I want to be able to see my pastor walk the pews and whatnot. Yes, Lord. I'm a star. Yeah, that's why I be seeing that. Prayer, Tabernacle, Ghetto, Baptist, Pentecostal, Apostolic, Spiritual, Deliverance, Forgiving, Cultic, Outreach, Church. He's asking that all the mamas to please whoop your kids doing church service. You see, I know somebody would agree with me about the butt whooping permission slip. All that go in hand. You had to pass the permission to take off your wig, to swing your belts, use of extension cord, and lastly, throw your shoes. It works every time, huh? That's right. Lord have mercy, go to town on that behind. That's what I'm saying. And I told you before, I done got up skin, light skin a many days, Yes, Lord have mercy. And you know what? Don't some of the churches do praise and worship now? Well, shoot, look like the deacons are still trying to hang on in there with that traditional Baptist thing. Deacons, the church is asking that you drink some energy drinks to speed up your devotional songs, prayers, and test the line. You know you be setting up that line. They do it all the time, huh? The congregations don't need to go to sleep before offering. Ain't nothing like a chip again. So you want to have everybody, you need to wake up and cheer the people on, not them, but cheer God on, and then the people are joining, and then they be glad to get their money. Is that right? That's what I'm just saying, though. You know, one of them deacons, you know, they used to be one of my friends, Sugar Daddy. I ain't mean to tell that. They just slipped straight on out. That's what I'm saying. They didn't ever make a plan, huh? That's what I'm doing, making a plan. Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. Let me see. What's the name? Oh, yeah. If you is a CME Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter member, Lord have mercy, the church is asking those members to pay a stimulus fee. That secures your pocket spot in the alley next door to Boutique in the mouth. I'm just saying, you're taking too many risks, honey. But fuck it on over there, honey. She'll watch it. She'll watch it for free and whatnot, you know. I'm just saying, though. And this is, I got some more because I want to get this off. I got a lot on my mind, honey. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And then the pastor is asking that we not hug nobody if they ain't been in church in 3 months. The women don't need no mammograms, don't nobody want Ebola or measles. We want to stop a Jerry Springer episode between the baby mama, baby daddy, pookie daddy, shit, and Ray Ray in there. That announcement came from Bruce because he helped me out, bitch. Lord have mercy. That's why I be seeing that, huh? Got a lot going on. Yeah, Lord have mercy. That's just a lot of grievance on me,
too. Amen. God bless everyone. I hope you enjoyed Sister Ketchup. And remember, laughter is good for the soul. God bless everyone. We love you. And don't forget to feed your spirit a yes. God bless you and happy Thanksgiving to all.
You're welcome in this place.